If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. Spring is happening at the stores, I presume?
Definitely, yes, Jeff. Our stores are all dolled out in all the florals, all the beautiful things, the spring colors. You will love visiting Osmond Designs right now. I just go in and it's so happy. And you know, it's all about the five senses. So it's even the scents are incredible. I'm not loving the snow, Jeff. This week was a little bit brutal just because we have all the tulips and the peonies and all the good things at our store. So.
Do you think we're done with the snow?
I hope so. Yes, please. Okay, so I have to tell you, this week I have been so excited because we have Thomas Wright. He is the CEO of Sotheby's from Park City on the show with us. How's it going?
I'm just so excited to be here with you guys. I can't think of two people I'd rather hang out with.
You're too kind. I do about 50% of my business in Park City right now, I'm just saying. So, you know, our stores are amazing. We love that Mountain Modern. It's that total Park City vibe. Currently, it's booming up there. But before we get into all the details, Thomas, I wanted to just introduce you as a person and how you became involved in the real estate business.
Well, I got involved in real estate at a young age. I became licensed in about the year 2000. I was passionate about selling real estate. I loved representing people and going into their homes. Every transaction was different. I loved being around different people with different motivations and needs. And then my career kind of evolved from sales into ownership. I got involved with the ownership and bringing the Sotheby's International Realty brand to Utah in 2008. That timing wasn't great. Obviously, it was a real estate recession, the Great Recession. But, you know, we were able to leverage what is the best brand in the industry. And I'll tell you why it is the best in a minute. And we started in Park City and have spread statewide and, you know, become the leading brokerage in the state of Utah, which we're really proud of. Because we're helping people realize their, you know, realize their real estate dreams and helping them in whatever capacity they need.
Well, and you're definitely in one of the best markets in the entire state of Utah, being in the Park City area. That Summit County is on fire.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Park City has been discovered. I always like to say it's become a luxury suburb of the Wasatch Front. You know, its proximity to the new Salt Lake International Airport allows people to fly in from the East Coast to be skiing the same day. UDOT and our road crews do such an amazing job of keeping the roads clear, even when it's snowing. Parley's, you know, Summit is passable, and people love just being 30 minutes door to door. The new East Village of Deer Valley has been an absolute game changer for the area. You're, you know, not even one traffic light to skiing the number one ski resort in North America. Think about that. You get off a plane, you don't hit one traffic light, you're boom, you're on the mountain. And that expanded terrains doubled the size of Deer Valley. Many new lifts, lots of new terrain, and it's been a total home run for the area. We're really lucky to have it.
Don't you feel like a lot of the people that are moving here, these are second and third homes for a lot of these people, and these are not inexpensive homes. I mean, we're talking $3, $4, $5, $10, $20 million homes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of liquidity in the United States. You know, I'll never get comfortable with the price points, you know, but we do represent these people. We try to do it really well. But the state of Utah has had an influx of these types of consumers, and they're flocking to our amazing outdoor lifestyle. And they also like our tax structure. They like a lot of things about the state of Utah. We in contrast to Colorado, I think the lack of access to those mountains down I-70, I don't know if you've been through that Eisenhower tunnel. I mean, it's treacherous if it's snowing, and Utah just has a lot going for it, and people have figured it out.
So these people who figured it out, where are they coming from?
Yeah, the biggest feeder markets in the United States domestically are Texas. Texas is a big feeder market. We get a lot of people from the Bay Area. Some people in the Bay Area prefer to take an hour flight to Deer Valley as opposed to driving 2.5 hours up to, you know, the Sierra Nevadas, the Lake Tahoe area. Southern California has become big. We've had a big influx of people in the last 10 years from Chicago. And then the Pacific Northeast has always been good. And then we're seeing a lot of people now from Washington, D.C., New York, and that, you know.
So we're starting to see East Coast, instead of coming for a week and going home, they're picking up a place while they're here.
Yeah, they're picking up a place. They like the lifestyle. And, you know, it's become an ability to have the family and entertain the family. Sometimes the kids will come out with the kids and grandkids, and sometimes the extended family is here. But we're seeing people from all over. And then we're starting to see people internationally. We see a lot of people from Mexico City. The Mexicans have definitely come. The Epic Pass has driven that primarily. But we're seeing people from not just North America. We're seeing a lot of Europeans. And we're starting to see people from Australia and New Zealand in greater numbers.
Is there something ironic about Europeans? They have the Alps coming here to ski.
Yeah, there's something ironic about it. I mean, we could learn a lot about the ski lifestyle from the Europeans. I mean, I've been over and skied the Alps, and it's an experience. Definitely not a ski experience. It's an expanded lifestyle experience. And they love great snow, and they love the outdoors, and it's fun to have them in our market. They've added a lot.
So do you think that the interest rates and what's going on in the economy and with all of that right now is affecting this market at all? My experience is that these people just have money. They don't oftentimes even need loans to buy these homes.
Yeah, I mean, I get asked this a lot. What percentage of the transactions are cash? Sotheby's International Realty puts out a luxury outlook report that if anybody's interested in reading, it's fascinating to read. And in that report, it says that 2/3 of consumers pay cash in these higher price points. I personally think a lot of them do portfolio refinances behind the scenes afterwards. In other words, they come to Park City, it's an impulse purchase, they buy the property with cash, and then their portfolio and asset managers behind the scenes, I think, rebalance their portfolio probably into that 50% loan to value. So that they're leveraged, properly leveraged, not over leveraged, but that their money keeps working. So it's hard to know exactly how many stay in cash, but definitely when you're in Park City, most people are paying cash.
So where are the hot subdivisions right now in Park City?
Oh, man, the whole market is hot. I mean, you could go to the east part of Summit County and say that Francis and Oakley is becoming more popular. Colville, there's a major development going out there, golf development. But obviously, the ski in, ski out properties are always the Gold Coast of real estate in the Park City market. The access to the slopes directly from your home will always be kind of the beachfront property, so to speak, in Park City. But, you know, you see people that love living in the gated golf communities like Victory Ranch, you know, Glen Wild, those types of communities. And then you also see people that love living in Silver Springs and Jeremy Ranch and Pinebrook. Pilots are people that need to access the Wasatch Front. And those are, you know, more affordable price points than the Gold Coast properties that you see on the ski resort. So really the whole market is popular. It just depends on what your needs are.
Does your purview stretch all the way to places like Heber and Midway?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have an office in Heber. What's happened in the Heber Valley is really quite incredible. Midway and Charleston have done a good job of keeping the lot sizes bigger. I mean, that obviously makes the prices higher and the density lower, but it still has that Midway type of feel. Heber and Daniels have, allowed a little bit more density, and some of the national home builders have moved in. And then, of course, between Park City and Heber, you have Jordan L. Ridge, which is probably the state's most significant, biggest development right now. 5 villages will be produced on that large piece of land, including the Tiger Woods course up on the ridge that will open this summer. And you've got Toll Brothers and Pulte and the national home builders are coming. Del Webb, they're all coming in and building homes at various price points for the Heber Valley. So there is a ton going on in the Heber Valley.
Just a little bit. That's all, right?
Yeah, I could go on
impressive.
And on. I mean, I'm so passionate about it. I know a lot about it.
I mean, with all this construction,
there's so much going on.
Are they going to exceed demand?
No, I mean, there's always the risk that you overbuild, right? Like, that's always a big risk. But I think they're doing it thoughtfully. I think they're phasing it properly. And I give Raintree Development, that's the lead on Jordan L. Ridge, a lot of credit for bringing in home builders and having good segmentation in the market so that the products are complementary to one another and people can decide which price point they want to be, what amenities they want, what floor plans they want. And so they're not competing with one another. I think the challenge is they don't communicate, and one segment gets overbuilt and another gets underbuilt, and then the market falls out of equilibrium. But Cody Winterton and Raintree have done a fantastic job of segmenting and making sure that that is well addressed.
So all of our friends listening to KSL right now, if we want to be an investor, I know you invest in real estate, I invest in real estate. If we want to be an investor in the Park City area, what's your advice for us?
You contact a Summit Sotheby's International Realty sales agent. That's what
Softball.
You do. And look, I mean it. I believe in professional services. A lot of people like to do it themselves, and if they do, that's fine. Some people are good at it. I don't think a one size fits all in any category, but a great real estate advisor can help you navigate where the best opportunities are, what's the best fit for you, and somebody that's really knowledgeable and experienced is going to help you identify it more quickly. You're going to get into it more efficiently, and you're going to have a much better opportunity long term on your investment.
Absolutely. How's the Airbnb market there?
It's good. I mean, a lot of markets in the mountain communities have had serious restrictions on this. Breckenridge is one, for example, that just did away with nightly rentals. And that had a serious impact on that market. A lot of those people ended up in Park City and Deer Valley. So you can have nightly rentals. We do participate in the Airbnb. Some HOAs have different, you know, access to amenities based on whether you use their services or not. But by and large, it's a very healthy market for that.
Today, we have Thomas Wright, CEO of Sotheby's Park City, on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs, Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't it be nice if your cash savings could just grow by itself? With the Wealthfront Cash Account, it can, earning 4% annual percentage yield from partner banks on your uninvested cash, nearly 10 times the national average. Just imagine if other things in your life worked the way Wealthfront works. If your houseplants grew at 10 times the average rate, you'd have 10 times fewer issues with sad, stunted succulents. Your crocodile ferns would grow to the size of crocodiles. Wealthfront's cash account keeps your money thriving just like that, earning you an industry-leading rate with no account maintenance fees and with free 24/7 instant withdrawals so you can access your money whenever you need it. Money works better here. Go to Wealthfront.com to start saving. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront is not a bank. The APY on cash deposits as of December 27, 2024 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds in the cash account are swept to partner banks where they earn the variable APY. The national average interest rate for savings accounts is posted on FDIC.gov as of December 16, 2024.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what's new at the stores?
Jeff, we just landed the most beautiful leather sofas and sectionals. They are incredible. We've had them on order for over 6 months. They're Italian leather, and they are absolutely gorgeous. So you definitely want to come and check those out at our store. We have over 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise between our two showrooms, and then we have a 10,000 square foot warehouse as well. So you can bring your trucks and trailers and pick it all up. You know, that caramel leather is so hot right
now.
Nothing like it, right? Get rid of the dark, dark brown bomber jacket leather sofas, the black sofas, and just lighten things up and add those warm tones that everyone is loving.
Come on, I'm wearing the brown leather bomber jacket right now. You're staring at me.
It looks good at you. It looks so good on you, Jeff. We also are loving that camel color. It's like a light beige, but those are just hot. And of course, the grays, you know, people love that, but we're mixing in some of the warmer tones with those. So come check those out. We're really excited. And then, Jeff, I know you're going to be surprised by this, but pillows. Definitely more pillows, and we sell hundreds of pillows per month.
Why don't you just
I hope my wife's not listening to this. All I do is move pillows around.
She really has to give up this store and just go with Pillows R Us and be done with it.
Yeah. It's a problem that I have. I'm passionate about fabrics and colors and textures, and so pillows are just such an inexpensive way to change the entire design and feel of a space. So not only on your beds, but also on your sofas, on your sectionals, all of that. So come check those out at Osmond Designs. We're really excited about that. Today we have Thomas Wright. He is the CEO of Sotheby's Park City on the KSL Real Estate Show with us today. And Thomas, I was telling you earlier, about 50% of my business right now is in Park City. It is absolutely exploding. I have my locations in Lehigh and in Orem, but you know, we're there. It's 45 minutes or an hour away to each of these individual subdivisions that you're talking about. Promontory, Red Ledges, Glen Wild, Victory Ranch, all of those subdivisions. Every time I drive up there, I feel like I never saw that home. When did that get there? So, Thomas, fill us in. What's going on in the market in Park City right now?
Yeah, I mean, Park City's great. And you're right. I am the CEO, but I'm the CEO of Sotheby's in Utah. And I want to make sure all my other offices and people get a little shout out because we are based in Park City. We have, you know, we're obviously the market share leader, and it's been great for us up there. We love that community. We also have offices around the state, 14 different offices, from Southern Utah, Eastern Utah, and Moab. Draper, Salt Lake, all over the place. And what I love about the Sotheby's International Realty brand is the Sotheby's brand can sometimes be seen as like the auction brand, right? Like, and it is, and it's really exclusive. But we define luxury as an experience. And we think somebody at a $500,000 price point can have a luxury experience too. So it doesn't matter what the price point is. You can have a non-luxury experience with a real estate broker at $10 million. And you can have a luxury experience at $500,000. So our commitment and all of our sales associates and employees is to make sure that anybody who approaches us and wants us to help them buy or sell real estate is going to have a luxury experience regardless of the price point or the area. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening that will resonate with because they've used us. And if you're thinking about it and you want some extra attention and some special care and attention to detail, then Sotheby's is the brand for you.
Well, Thomas, I can attest because when I was back in New York, I sold a waterfront property through Sotheby's. It was a great experience, you know, at a difficult moment because the market was like 2010, 2011, mm-hmm. something like that. But there's a question that's been sticking in the back of my head for years and years. I never asked it then. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask you now.
Please.
When I look at a Sotheby's sign, I say, ooh, Sotheby's. And I think about the auction. So what does your real estate company have to do with the people who sold the banana? Going once, going twice, sold.
I brought a banana in case you wanted to buy it.
I'm kidding. Sell it on KSL today.
It's a great question, Jeff. I'm glad you asked this. The Sotheby's auction house has been around since 1744, started in New Bond Street in London. Now there's 9 different auction rooms around the world, including in Manhattan. It's a fabulous experience. If you've never toured it, let me know. I'll set it up for you. But we have an affiliation with the auction house. We license the brand from the auction house. The Sotheby's brand is related to the auction house. Sotheby's International Realty is the real estate arm. And we are always in communication with them and their clientele. And that's great because the average client of the Sotheby's auction house, their average income is about $300,000 a year. So a lot of people think it's the Andy Warhol collection for $90 million, and it is, but that's not the only thing they do. Some people buy, not in Utah, but they may buy a violin. In Utah, I was talking about the wine, but we know people in Utah can't do that because of our alcohol laws. But some people might buy an antique violin for a grandkid, or maybe buy a dining room chair set from Colonial America. You know, I mean, it's not just the Andy Warhol collection. They're buying everyday items, and you can go to Sotheby's.com and check it out. There's watches, there's sunglasses. It's really a fabulous place to transact on everyday luxury items.
But you think about that luxury, and I'm just curious about real estate. Mm-hmm. Does that scare away people who aren't selling a property for $2 million?
Yeah, I think one of our greatest challenges, and I say this as CEO, one of our greatest challenges with the brand is not alienating people at lower price points. That is a challenge, Jeff, and I think it's real. And so that's why I said earlier, luxury is an experience. Luxury is a price point. Luxury is not an area, and it's not a price point. So you can have a luxury experience with us at any price point. Our sales advisors across the state of Utah will be happy to help anybody who wants to have a luxury experience. And we treat every property the same. We don't discriminate on price point. So if you want a luxury experience, call a Sotheby's International Realty agent and talk to them.
So $700,000, $800,000?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do those every day. In fact, I want to ask you a question. Nationally, what percentage of homes Sotheby's International Realty sold were under $1.5 million?
I have no idea.
Just take a guess.
Half.
75%.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, you made your point.
So if you have a need, give us a call.
That's amazing. I love looking at your catalog, by the way. You know, I love design, and just looking at all the exteriors and the interiors are always so much fun. It takes a lot to impress me because I'm in homes all day long. So kudos to you guys on that. One more time, give us a shout out of how people find you.
Go to our website, Summit Sotheby's Realty, or just call 435-649-1884. Just Google, get online. You'll find Summit Sotheby's in Utah. Reach out to any one of our advisors, any one of our offices. Find me on Instagram. Reach out to me. Anybody will take great care of you. Give it a try.
Such great info. We have Thomas Wright. He is the CEO of Sotheby's Park City on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. We'll be right back.
With the Wealthfront Cash Account, you can earn 4% annual percentage yield from partner banks on your cash until you're ready to invest. The Cash Account grows your money with no account maintenance fees and free instant withdrawals whenever you need it. Money works better here. Go to Wealthfront.com to start saving and investing today. Cash Account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront is not a bank. The APY on cash deposits as of December 27, 2024 is representative, subject to change and requires no minimum. Funds in the cash account are swept to partner banks where they earn the variable APY.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And Jeff, you know what's really fun is today our guest is Thomas Wright. He is the CEO of Sotheby's Park City. And I believe my interior design business works perfectly with real estate agents like yourself. Oftentimes we receive phone calls from them saying, help, this house is so outdated. It needs a refresh. We offer interior design services. It is $100 per hour. And we come into your home and we can move things around and help everything look better, give suggestions and recommendations on maybe, you know, some refresh ideas that you need. Tell me a little bit about, you know, sellers and tips that we can give to, you know, the luxury home market to help them get the most amount of money for their home in the shortest amount of time.
Yeah. Since COVID, especially since COVID, the first showing for your home is online. People are not finding their home online. They are disqualifying homes online. So what that means is they're going to go out and they're going to search. If they see your home and you don't have great photos, and I'm going to tell you what great photos is in just a minute, then they're going to disqualify your home and your showings drop. I can't tell you how many homes I see marketed, of course, by our competitors that I have to throw that in. Who the photography is subpar. Let me tell you what that means. Number one is tell me if this sounds familiar. You go online to see a new home. You see it. And here's how it goes. Exterior front, exterior side, exterior back, exterior back. You're 9 or 12 photos in
before you see the kitchen. Yeah.
And then these agents think it's like a virtual tour. So it's like front door, then front entry, then little half bath on the front entry, and then down the front hall. Now you're on like 16 and you still haven't seen what you want to see. Real estate consumers only look at 5 photos on a listing. So put your best photos up front. It's clickbait. That's how you generate showings. Great photos now, because it's the first showing and people are disqualifying you, have to have staging. Staging and preparing your home, calling Osmond, calling somebody who can help you is critical. Because as much as we all love our homes, they get out of date. And sometimes they can be configured better. And sometimes there's things you can do to make rooms look bigger or to look more inviting. And that's why you need to hire an advisor, an experienced real estate advisor with Summit Sotheby's International Realty that can help you do that. Because I see so many people give up way more than they would have paid a real estate advisor by not having their photos curated in the right way and not positioned in the right way. Homes don't sell for a fixed price. They sell for a variable price depending on the way that they are presented. It's 100% true, and great photos start with great staging.
It is so true. It's a very segmented market. There are those buyers that just don't want a fixer-upper, and just they're not going to be convinced or want to do that regardless of the price. They just want move-in ready. So there's those buyers, but then there's also the buyers that are like, oh, you know, a little cosmetic paint, little carpet, some hardwood floors. You know, there's also those. But your goal, like you're saying, is to get as much money as you can. And as a seller, oftentimes it makes sense to do paint and carpet.
Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes. But then I what I've seen in the real estate market in the last 5 years, especially, is a bifurcated market. And when I say bifurcated, I mean there's two categories of inventory. There's new and improved, and there's functionally obsolete. And the functionally obsolete stuff has really sat longer than it ever has, despite all the HGTV shows and everybody wanting to renovate homes. The reason they're sitting is twofold. Number one is they're priced not to include the inflated costs associated with improving a property. In other words, the sellers that are selling them don't understand how much more expensive it is to renovate them. So they're pricing them in yesteryear, not knowing that people will not be underwater. They don't want to be underwater when they're done renovating a property. If anything, they want to have a little equity. But a worst case scenario, they want to be at fair market value. But when you overprice a listing because you don't understand how much it costs now to install a new kitchen, how much bathrooms cost, how hard it is to find contractors, you know, what the supply chain issues, then you overprice. So those properties are sitting a lot more than they have because the sellers are not in tune with renovation costs.
Well, and time and money too, right? It's a hassle. You are a real estate investor. Yeah. I am as well. Moving is the worst. No one likes big projects. And you better be incentivized if you're going to take on a project.
Well, and the labor market's been constrained. That's the second thing that I was going to say is the labor market is constrained. It's hard to find contractors and subcontractors to do the work. They're so busy building new inventory that's easier for them, more streamlined, and quite honestly, more profitable, has less headache. And so unless you're really good at finding a contractor, you're going to really struggle.
You've mentioned a lot of people with functionally obsolete homes are having a hard time getting the message. When they overprice like that, how long does the property sit before they get the message?
It usually sits at 6 months to a year before they finally figure it out. And what you try to tell them is the carrying costs, the taxes, the utilities, the risk that they're taking in a pipe freezing or a roof going out, the interest payments, all of that, the carrying costs, they're not only losing price, they're losing all of that carrying cost. And let me just add on to that real quick. I think one of the bigger challenges with overpricing a listing is people don't understand that when you have to take one price revision or more, you're going to get less than if you price correctly right out of the chute. That's really hard for real estate agents to tell clients because it seems really self-serving. And so the client doesn't always believe it. They say things like, well, I want to build in a cushion, or I want to test the market a little bit higher. I can always reduce. But what they don't understand is once you reduce, you're getting 88% of what you were going to get had you just priced correctly right out of the chute. That's why hiring a seasoned real estate advisor is so important.
Now, I go back like 150,000 years to when I had a house. I was young and it was time to sell. And our real estate agent priced it and it sold the next day. It was not a crazy market. I've been grumbling for 30 years. We underpriced the house. Don't people think that?
They do. And that is a problem, right? As a real estate advisor, you have to factor in. I always say one thing. If you get one offer, you priced it right. If you get more than one offer, you underpriced it. The good news is they're going to bid each other up and the free market's going to probably balance you out anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you get multiple offers, people bid each other up. You bid yourself into fair market value. But if you only get one, I think you nailed it.
I think it's awesome. Okay, so let's give some tips to buyers.
Does that make you feel better after 30 years?
I'm relaxing now for the first time in decades.
It wasn't me, so you know, whatever I can do to help spread the love, you know.
I appreciate you.
Tips for buyers. If you want to, I am a big believer that if you want to go fast, you have to go slow. And what I mean by that is get set up before you try to go fast. Get set up means understand the market, hire a trusted advisor, have your financing organized, be prepared for what your maximum amount is you want to spend. Know what your requirements are. Don't go look at four bedrooms if you need five. Don't go look at a home that has a two-car garage if you need a three. Don't waste your time. Be specific about what you want. Be picky and be patient. And then you can go fast. When that property pops up and you see it and you know you got your ducks in a row, you can go fast and you can win. The biggest mistake buyers make is they start looking for properties first, and then they try to go back and do all the things they need to do to be buyers second. And being out of order costs them a lot of opportunities.
It really does. And it's so helpful in negotiating when you just say, here's my loan app. Here's everything that you need. I'm a cash buyer, if that is your case. And you go in and you go, like you said, be flexible about the seller's timeline. Because oftentimes it's not even a money thing. It's their timing. And that's a pain point oftentimes with a lot of these sellers. So be flexible. Communicate with your agent, let them know so that they can go hard, like you're saying, and fast to negotiate the best price for you.
Yeah, and hire somebody that's experienced, that understands your needs, that can articulate your position to a listing agent and not just write an offer and blast it over via email. I'm always surprised. I still sell along the Wasatch Front. I'll get offers on listings that I have and the agent never calls me. And I always just think to myself, I wonder if their client knows they're doing that. It's not really my business, but I always just wonder that. You know what I mean?
It's just a little embarrassing.
Yeah, a great agent's calling saying, hey, tell us the dates that work. Tell us the timing your seller needs. Let me tell you about my buyer. Let me tell you how long they've been looking or why this property meets their needs. Try to make an emotional connection, right? Like, and that's why you need to hire a seasoned veteran. I think a lot of people think real estate agents are commodities, that they're all basically the same. Let me tell you something. They're not.
They're not. Yeah.
We were doing this show back in August. At the point when the commission structure was changed, there was a Supreme Court ruling and all that. There was a lot of talk, a lot of real estate agents were going to be leaving the business. Mm-hmm. Did that happen?
It happened to some degree. 75% of the agents nationally didn't do any transactions in 2024, but that's always been the case. I think what's happened is now that buyers, agents, and buyers are talking about commission with each other instead of just taking a unilateral offer of compensation from the MLS, buyers are being more picky about what buyer's agent they're hiring. And that's a positive thing, in my opinion, because the best people should do the best. We live in a free market society, a capitalist society. The best performers should always do the best. And I think that's what we're seeing.
And meantime, a lot of friends, cousins, best friends are getting out of the market.
Yeah. And I just want to revert back to what I said. I hear people still say, though, hey, I found the property I want. I'm just going to have my cousin write it up. That's what they usually say. Write it up. And I always think to myself, do you have any idea what that's costing you? It would be better for you just to write them a check and then hire an advisor. You probably save money. But they think that it sells for a fixed price and they think it's a commodity. And I watch this every day. I'm telling you, as your friend in studio, it's not. Don't do it. Don't make that mistake.
Yeah, you think you're saving money, but it's actually costing you money.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a few minutes left. What are tips for investors?
Oh, man, if you're an investor, it just depends on what your needs are, right? Investors have different outlooks. Some people want to buy a ski property, and if they can pay the HOA fees and the taxes and kind of not come out of pocket and use it for a few weeks and rent it, they're happy. Then there's other investors that want mailbox money. They want passive income. Then there are investors that want appreciation. They want to play the appreciation game. Then there are investors that want to flip and they want 1031 exchanges and they just want to keep rolling and rolling and rolling. So it really just depends on what kind of investor you are. My biggest advice would be know which type of investor you are and stick to the strategy. Bouncing around from one strategy to the other will only cost you money, especially with taxes. So know which kind of investor you are, stick to it, be disciplined, and just like anything else, the consistent application of a strategy over a long period of time is how you win.
I think so too. And understanding the market. And if you don't have an experienced agent like your company and an experienced firm, you are not going to get the best deal. A home value in Promontory is much different than one in Victory Ranch or in Glen Wild. And you can't always say, oh, it's a price per square foot.
Yeah. And I would also say the best properties are trading off the MLS. They're trading before they ever hit the market. Yeah. So if you're using an agent that's not connected to the broker population, you're never even seeing the best inventory. You're not even getting a shot at it. You're getting all the leftovers. And so get with somebody who's in the loop, who has relationships, and who can get you the best property.
You're listening to Thomas Wright, CEO of Sotheby's Park City. How do people find you?
Go to our website, Summit Sotheby's Realty. Just Google Sotheby's Realty Utah or look up Thomas Wright. You'll find us. There's a lot of great sales associates with our company. Find any one of them. I promise they'll take great care of you.
You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan with KSL. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Wouldn't it be nice if your cash savings could just grow by itself? With the Wealthfront Cash Account, it can, earning 4% annual percentage yield from partner banks on your uninvested cash, nearly 10 times the national average. Just imagine if other things in your life worked the way Wealthfront works. If your house plants grew at 10 times the average rate, you'd have 10 times fewer issues with sad, stunted succulents. Your crocodile ferns would grow to the size of crocodiles. Wealthfront's Cash Account keeps your money thriving just like that, earning you an industry-leading rate with no account maintenance fees. And with free 24/7 instant withdrawals, so you can access your money whenever you need it. Money works better here. Go to Wealthfront.com to start saving. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront is not a bank. The APY on cash deposits as of December 27, 2024 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds in the cash account are swept to partner banks where they earn the variable APY. The national average interest rate for savings accounts is posted on FDIC.gov as of December 16, 2024.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, "Your dad has been hurt really bad."
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. There's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Our stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. We've been doing this KSL Real Estate Show for over 4 years, and Jeff and I, we just laugh and have the best time. And today we are so grateful to have Thomas Wright. He's the CEO of Sotheby's Park City, and you've never been on the show before.
In four years.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. It better not be 4 years since I come back, or I'll question my performance.
It'll be like 4 weeks and we'll be having you back.
Let's take a vote. Should we have him back?
Absolutely. Two thumbs up.
Okay. Right. You guys are sweet to me. Thank you.
You're incredible. Also, you ran for governor. Let's just talk about that for a minute. That was cool.
Oh, I loved running for governor. I loved everything about it except for the result. How's that?
Yeah. First year. What year?
It was 2020. And, you know, I got in the race in January. The convention was in March, and then the primary was in June. So I got in a little late. A COVID hit right there in March. And for a candidate that had a little lesser name ID than others in the race, that was a real challenge because everybody, you know, was staying at home. And you don't think you're going to run for governor sitting at home. You know what I mean? You think you're going to be out doing retail politics, getting to know people, talking about the issues. And then one day the whole campaign calendar clears because COVID hits. And you got to remember, at that point of COVID, nobody knew what it was and everything literally shut down. But I loved running. No excuses. I wasn't successful, but I did love it. I love talking about the issues. I love traveling the state of Utah and meeting people and learning about issues and hearing their perspectives. I made a lot of great friends. It was a fabulous experience for me and my family, and it didn't end the way we wanted, but you know what? I loved it.
That's awesome. Okay, Thomas, one of the hot topics was affordable housing.
Yeah, it was a big topic and one that I'm really passionate about because I know a lot about it and it has to do with my business. We haven't made much progress with affordable housing. I want to give credit to people that have worked on it, though. A lot of people have worked a lot on it and they have made some progress, and I want to give them credit. I wish I had time to name them all, but we haven't made a lot of progress. And it's really for two main reasons, truthfully, if I can just be candid. I said this in the campaign 5 years ago, and here we are again. Number one is our zoning laws are antiquated and they're old. They were built, you know, they were made and designed in the 50s and 60s. We've got to have higher density in order to bring the cost of housing down. The cities are the ones that are going to make that decision. So the legislature's not, the cities are. And the problem at the city level is nobody wants it in their backyard. Everybody wants it in the municipality next to them. We've got to have a master plan in the state of Utah to ask everybody to upzone. You can still have a single family detached home with a yard, can still have the American dream, but maybe instead of 3 per acre, it turns into 6 homes per acre. Instead of 4, it turns into 7. We can do this, but we've got to do it together. If we don't have a leader pressing it at the state level, it's not going to happen.
In Park City?
Everywhere. Park City has tried. They have some workforce housing. The prices there are really astronomical. A lot of the affordable housing is found on the east part of the county. But look, I drive to Park City regularly because I still live on the Wasatch Front, even though I do business in Park City. And I'll tell you, Parley's going up I-80. It's the workforce headed up to work. It's the contractors. It's the cleaners. And they're living on the Wasatch Front. And the reason is because there's not affordable housing in Park City. I see it every day with my own eyes.
Well, and not only homeowners, right, but investors. We want that entry level mailbox money is what we call it, right?
Yeah. And then the real problem we have now, we had an affordable housing problem. Now we got a big one. And the real big one is interest rates, because people that are in starter homes at 3.75% aren't going to move up. Because they're not going to move up for two reasons. The costs have gone way up, but the interest rates are double. And so now they're looking at it going, I have to squat on this interest rate. And so nobody's moving. And because of that, it's not freeing up the bottom part of the ladder for people that are first-time home buyers. And so we've got different challenges that make the affordable housing crisis even more of a crisis than it was before. And it needs true leadership. It needs someone to step forward and say, hey, I'm going to get all the cities of Utah together. We're going to figure this out. We're going to come up with a collective plan, because everybody wants to solve it, but it's just going to take some leadership.
So last week we had Ross Ford. He is the president of the Home Builders Association for Utah. And I'm going to introduce you to him. You may already know him, but... Yeah. We should have had you both on together because that would be quite the fireworks show about how to get all the problems of Utah worked out. Speaking of money, let's give a shout out to Central Bank. They are our proud sponsor of the KSL Real Estate Show. They've been in business for over 130 years, and they are family-owned. And I don't know about you, but I love Central Bank. They're incredible.
They're amazing. And you know what? When you use a local bank, you tend to get a little bit more customer service. There's a face and a name, and you can walk in. And that's a powerful way to get a mortgage and to buy a home. So if you're thinking of it, keep them in mind.
Did you know that they do loan committees Tuesdays and Thursdays?
I love it.
You can get approved. It's not like they send it out to California or somewhere else. It's incredible. Not only do they do new construction, they do HELOC loans on existing homes. They have a youth savings plan. They do car loans, all the good things. So please check out and support Central Bank. Thomas, before we close this segment, I wanted to tell everyone again, how do they find you?
Give us a call, 435-649-1884. You can go on any social media outlet or internet site and just look up Sotheby's International Realty in Utah. It's named Summit Sotheby's International Realty. If it's easier, find me on social media, Thomas Wright, but anyone in our organization will take great care of you. And thanks for having me on.
So proud to get to know you today, Thomas. Great info. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We'll see you next week.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.